Hey guys, this is Shells from Let's Talk About the Music. This is episode 18. Now, before we get started with this episode, I'm doing a literally quickly. I am doing a survey on how I'm doing the podcast. Now, remember, it's season one, and I'm defining what I want to do with this podcast. So, this is your chance to speak up. Am I doing okay? Am I sucking? Is my mic okay? Just like that. And also, a little questions about my website as well. I took the quiz or the survey to see how it is. It's really not that bad. So, those who are on YouTube, I'll display it on the screen. Just pause it, take a little screenshot of it, or do your, it's a QR code, whatever. That's what I call it, a QR code, whatever. I can't help it. And then on those who are listening to the podcast, you can go to my webpage and it's right there, right above the podcast. Just click on the code and just it'll take you straight into the survey. And that'll be great to help me shape out the season two episodes. Okay. All right. I'll do tell you guys more about it on episode 20. All righty. Okay. Here we go. Episode 18. This episode is on Julia Tango. Now, we did have a conversation about all their tricks and trades and all they do with their show, how they met, but there's a little bit of nickname of them, okay? They are known as Bonnie and Clyde of the rock and roll era. So, we're gonna dive in throughout the history of rock and roll that are rebels. You ready? Okay, now. Back a little bit. Throughout the music history, it has always had its rebels. This is a duo rebels. The outlaws who refuse to play by the rules, who take stage by storm, and who blaze the trails of fire on their way. They are known as Bonnie and Clyde of rock and roll. They bring their passion, danger, high energy performance, and set them apart from the rest. Their sound, the explosive, their acts, unforgettable. I was shocked and amazed. And today, we're going to dive into the stories on LTATM. But first, let's go into the history of the greatest rebels. Ready? All right. We got Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. Their 1967 song, Some Valid Morning, has a mysterious outlaw vibe, and Nancy's Bing Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down became a single rebellious anthem. Now, June Carter and Johnny Cash, a love story built on outlaw rock and roll. Johnny and June, a rebel with a passion and grit. Sonny and Cher, not hard and edgy, but they define the industry expectation becoming a icon. I Got You, Babe. Tell you the truth, I don't even like that song, but I get it. That'll be stuck in my head forever. The Killers at Morissette and Jamie Hence, a modern rock duo with a gritty blue sky rebels sound, keeping the outlaw spirit alive. Now, let's bring you back to the present. A continuing traditions of the rebels of rock and roll duos. We're sitting down with a Bonnie and Clyde of rock and roll, Julia Tango. Now, we're going to get to know these guys, who they are, how they got the name Bonnie and Clyde of rock and roll, and more. Now, those who listened to episode 10, with Ripley being part of women's drummers with Evita, you'll recognize her voice, all right? Because she's gonna go in depth about how and her and Joe got together. All righty, you guys ready? Here you go. Papa Satch, play that theme song for me. Hit it, guys!
Let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the band. Let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the sound. Let's talk about the new.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the new.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the music.
Everybody, the Shell's here, but let's talk about the music. We are episode 18, and we are in treat to have talked to Benny Clyde of the musician industry, Julia Tango. Woohoo! So we guys know from episode 10, I do believe, on Females Drummers, we had Riley. I'm gonna say your name wrong
Ripley.
again. Ripley, thank you. Ripley the show with the Davina talk about female drummers, and now we're here with the whole entire band, her husband. Yay! So
Yes.
we're going with ladies first, and so you have 2, 3 to 5 minutes to talk about you. Talk about all about you, inspiration, what you do for the band, and all that jazz. So go for it.
Right. I'm Ripley Tai. I play drums for Juliet Tango. My inspiration for playing drums was Joe needing a drummer for a show at South by Southwest in Austin. And from a previous band, the other musicians couldn't come. And I was already a musician, though not a drummer. I've played like piano and stuff like that since I was a little kid. And he said, "You're a musician, you can figure out the drums, right?" I was like, "I guess." And he gave me a headphone, like headphones with his music on it, and like some of the covers he played, stuff like that, his own music. And on the dashboard of the van on the way down to South by Southwest, we drove down. He gave me a pair of drumsticks, and I practiced on like the dashboard of the van. And then the first time I played drums with him was on stage at like a club on like the main street of the festival in front of like hundreds of people. It
She did good.
was terrifying.
She
Thank
did good. Well, the thing is, you did it, and now look at you now, man. Alrighty. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, but yeah, before that, I didn't have any like, musical idol that, gave me a burning passion to play drums, but I'm really glad that he got me too.
Yeah. I mean, you actually learn on the fly, man. That takes a lot of talent, a lot of guts, and like, wow, just get up there and just do it. How many hours was it from Tacoma to Austin?
We made it in less than 46, I think it was. As it usually says, it's a 3-day drive, but we made it in two.
Like marathon drove, like you sleep, I drive, back
We
and
were
forth.
running late,
Yeah.
so.
Okay. So in those 2 days, that 48 hours of drive, you learn drums on the dashboard of a car.
Yeah.
They, that's awesome. That's amazing.
It seems so stressful and scary at the time, but looking back now, it seems like it was really fun.
Right. And then here you are now, huh?
That's how all tours are. They're so
Yeah.
stressful and just basically hell on fucking wheels. And then when you get home, you're like, that was fun.
It's amazing. We should do that
Good
all
times.
the time. Never stop.
I totally agree. I used to perform as a pixie every now and then, and I would get so stressed out about what I'm going to leave behind for a tour or doing something. And then when I get back, I'm just like, well, that was fun. Now what? Now what do I do? Alrighty, Joe. What about you? Tell us all about you. How did you come up with this whole band? This is your baby, man.
I know, right? As the
Yeah.
band, I just like playing music. Inspiration's probably, this is the weirdest flippin' inspiration ever, is Marty McFly from Back to the Future. I watched that movie when I
Nice.
was a kid and I was like, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. And then
Nice.
just start trucking away at it. And then like when we're heading to South by Southwest, the band was just like, I don't know how to explain playing festivals and doing stuff. It gets the band used to doing just festivals, and you got to play all the little crappy shows in between. And
Right.
then you start, bands are like, I just want to fly there and play the festival, man, and fly back. And I'm like, no, we got to play all the other shows in between. And then the time just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I was like, we got to leave. We got to go. We got to play the festival. And then I was like, screw it. The band's done. Ripley, you're playing drums. Get in the fucking van. Let's go. And then I went down there and it worked out great. And it worked so good that I just kind of got rid of the band and started a whole new band. And since, it wouldn't be
fair to like the fans of the old band to like keep going as like a two piece and like try to play this other style of music. We just started a whole new band and just wrote new songs and went that way.
And then once we came back and started playing shows and doing really good, the old band wanted to come back.
Yeah, they're like, hey, when are we gonna play some shows? I'm like, no, it's done.
I was like, sorry, I took all your jobs.
Something that sometimes that actually happens when you decide, okay, screw it, you move on, and people want to come back into your life when you have things, if things are all lined up, you're like, you had your chance, man.
Yeah. I've seen it come and go so many times. Like they start playing, and then all of a sudden they're like, I want to be the front man of a band, and then they quit, and then they come back pretty damn fast, and I'm like, no, it's too late. You already got replaced. Sorry, but.
Yeah, I'm going through the exact same thing right now. Just like, yeah, no, you're good. Go do your own thing. I'm gonna do the solo for a while. And that's what I'm doing now.
Heck
All
yeah.
Right. So, what kind of